This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas with Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Leng on FUBAR Radio.
The bitch is back.
Yay!
Hello, everyone. I'm back from LA in one piece.
You are. Welcome back, Lizzie Cundy. Welcome, everyone, to Access All Areas this evening.
And it's so good to be here.
Well, I'm very delighted that you're back because I've had to do the show for 2 weeks by myself.
I know. I'm sorry, darling. But LA was calling and got me into a bit of trouble. But anyway, I'm back. And I'm going to stay out of mischief.
Well, yes, you were getting up to a bit of mischief out there, weren't you? But you were also working.
I was actually doing a travel show. I was working. I was being very sensible, getting up early in the morning. I was never late. Well, maybe once.
Maybe one night.
I was there at breakfast
with
the crew.
You've made a new friend in Matt.
Lovely Matt Law, yeah.
He's very handsome.
He actually was not new. I knew him before.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Well, he's new in my eyes. I'm now following him on Instagram. Matt, if you want to follow me back, that is fine.
I'll get him in the studio, darling. But all is sweet and great, and I'm back, and it's cold, and I love LA. I think I live there, actually. I loved it.
Well, yes. I mean, in an ideal world, we'll all be living in 30-degree temperatures at all times.
There was a heat wave when I was there. It was 105 by 10 o'clock. I was like, I can't even step outside.
And now it's dark already.
It's dark.
Christmas is coming close.
I know. What to do at Christmas? I don't know. I'm getting pulled here, pulled there.
What are you thinking?
Do you know, I loved LA. I feel I could go back there.
No.
Yeah.
You can't spend Christmas in the heat. Oh, actually, you go to the Maldives, don't you?
I do. I usually go to the Maldives or Barbados. But who knows? I don't know. You'll have to find out soon. I'm sure you'll see.
I'll see some pictures.
With no clothes on. I should put my clothes on for most of those pics.
Shut up. I've seen more. Well, actually, I can see quite a lot of you this evening, to be honest.
Through the keyholes. It's a new show I'm doing.
You've got the twins out.
It is. Indeed.
It's a very fab look, to be honest.
It is actually a show I'm doing, but I've just said it's my home. That's a surprise. But it is through the keyhole. Do you like it?
I do. You look very sexy, Lizzie.
Oh, it's not supposed to be.
And our photographer friend also thought you looked very good this evening.
Andy Barnes is in the back room. But we've got some great guests.
We do have a very fabulous show coming up. I'm actually very excited about this one because the first guest we have in this evening is Talia Dean, who was the first person to go out of X Factor this year.
Now, you see, I wasn't here to watch X Factor, but I hear my friend wasn't there.
Which one?
Simon Cowell.
Yes, he was not there. He fell down the stairs.
See? Those high heels.
Going to get a glass of milk after seeing Little Mix.
Oh, it's
a shame, isn't it?
No, it's awful. It's scary. You don't want to fall.
No, you definitely don't want to fall down the stairs. He was taken away in a stretcher.
Oh, no, it's ghastly.
Absolutely ghastly.
So my mum had a fall when I was away and I was a bit worried. And she said, darling, it only just takes 3 falls. The last one I'll be a goner. And I went, mum, don't say that.
How old is your dear mum?
She's getting on now.
She is. Didn't want to say specifics.
No, 80. She's like 80. Me, though. She might take a couple of years off. But no, she's in fine freckle. Mum is out every night.
Is she?
Courting and having fun.
Oh, good for her. Yeah. Just like her daughter.
Yeah, she has fun. She makes the most of life. But she did have a fall as well. But I wish Simon better.
No, yes.
We're probably talking to Talia about it.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, but Alicia stood in, did she? She did a good job. I love Alicia.
She's all right. I don't think she... I'm actually finding X Factor a little bit tough this year because they've changed everything. They've shaken everything up. You know, there's this winner prize sing-off thing and all the judges were super positive. There was no fighting and I don't know, it just doesn't really feel like X Factor to me.
I like the
drama.
You know what I'm excited about?
I want backstage drama.
Dancing on Ice.
Are you?
Because Jason Gardner is back, and I knew about this ages ago, and I kept it stung. Very good.
Yeah.
And he is the best, and he's going to be super, super nasty.
Is he going to come on our show?
He's going to come on our show.
Good.
He's going to talk. In fact, he's in Australia at the minute.
Okay.
He's having a little break before the show starts in January. But I'm going to get him in, or I'll get him on the phone.
Yeah, fine.
Whatever you would like.
Well up for it. I'd prefer him in the studio, but...
But he is a dear friend of mine.
Well, and it's exciting. They've already been announcing who's on Dancing on Ice, haven't they?
Yeah.
So we've got Brooke Vincent from Coronation Suite. Cheryl Baker, friend of the show.
Love Cheryl.
The very handsome Kem from Love Island.
You like a bit of Kem?
I do like
a bit
of Kem.
A bit short.
I quite like a shorty.
Okay.
Max Evans.
Yeah, Max Evans is great. That's the rugby player.
There's a couple of others.
Brother of Tom.
Is he the brother of Tom?
Yeah, Tom Evans' brother, yeah.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, there's quite
He's
a lot of people...
Short one.
Oh, is he?
Tom's a tall one. He's
maybe
a short
one. I will fancy him, though.
Who else has done? There's quite a few.
Yeah, so we've got that to look forward to in January. Oh, Jake Quickenden.
Jake Quickenden.
He's very nice. Always get the impression that he, like, I can't quite put my finger on it.
Oh.
Not sure.
What, you're not sure about him?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Bit of a funny character.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Met him a few times. Nice guy.
Yeah, very friendly.
Something I just can't...
Smiley?
Very smiley, very handsome.
Yeah. What's not to like?
Well, yeah. you know, look at Mark Wright. Very smiley, very handsome. But,
yeah, doing very well in
but not my cup
LA.
Of tea.
Weirdly, I was watching E! Entertainment out in LA, but I was trying to catch Mark. I didn't catch him on
Oh,
there.
You didn't?
No. But I love the TV in LA because everything is so dramatic.
Yeah, I bet. Even the news.
Simon Cowell. Is he dead or alive? And I saw the stretcher. I was like, oh my goodness.
Did you text him? Did you give him a little ring?
Yeah, I did, but he was on a stretcher at the time.
didn't get back to you that quick.
No, obviously, I was worried because it was quite frightening. So I texted his brother and said...
Tony, he's been on the show.
Yeah, lovely Tony. And I said, I'm really worried. But I saw it came up first in America. It's American news.
Yeah, because it happened at a bit of a weird time here. It was Friday.
Well, I couldn't sleep. Actually, I was just getting in. It was like about 4:30 a.m.
Okay.
And I thought, am I dreaming? Is this for real? And then I thought, my God.
Yeah. And there he was, being stretched out.
I know, with a blue blanket.
Bit odd not seeing him on X Factor, I have to say.
Yeah, it's not, I don't think it's the same
Do you know,
without him.
We have definitely sojourned because we've got to talk about the other guests we've got on.
Oh, my goodness.
You mentioned Talia.
I can't say. Katie. McDermott.
She is very, very, very pretty.
She's stunning.
So she was on Love Island. We are excited to have her in, talk about her new beauty brand.
And I love that.
And also...
But she's got quite a few things to tell us.
She's got a lot going on at the moment.
She's got
loads
going on, but
loads going
what
on.
Goes on that island? I tell you what.
Yeah, true.
Went on the island I was at.
So she was the same series as your friend...
Zara
Holland, yes.
Indeed. But I think there was a little bit of friction.
Right. Well, there always is, isn't there?
There is. You know, it's a toughie, but what a show.
What a show. I mean,
from the last one, I mean, that. What about all the Katie Price getting involved with Mr. Hughes?
Scott
it's all gone mad.
It's very good. I mean, yeah.
She's getting her teeth done with Muggy Mike at the minute in Turkey.
I was a bit blind to Love Island when it was on. Everyone was talking about it and I was a bit like, yeah, whatever. But I think next year I'm going to have to get involved.
You will have to get involved, Diane.
And I know all the names and faces now because obviously they're everywhere. So
well, you can't
open,
done very well.
You can't
it.
Open a celebrity magazine these days without seeing someone
they're
from Love Island.
They're on the front cover of everything.
It's like the new Big Brother back in the day, isn't it?
It is.
Exactly
it
that.
Is so much like that. But what about your favourite show, British Bake Off? Ooh, what a slip up.
Oh, Prue Leith.
Silly girl.
Naughty, completely donuts.
Oh. That is a huge, huge error.
Well, luckily Channel 4 are inviting her back. So, yeah, so she leaked the winner, Sophie, by mistake.
Bravo.
6 hours before.
Bravo,
the show.
Sophie.
No, 10 hours or something before
the show.
Yeah, it was
10 hours. Where was she? She was up
Bhutan.
A mountain.
Yeah, near India.
You stupid bitch. That's what they said, I heard.
Is that your opinion on the matter?
Well, I just thought, oh, come off it.
Yeah, it did seem a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, it was a bit.
But regardless, Channel 4 are getting her back.
Yeah.
So she will be back for the next series.
What, did you like her on it?
Yes, I actually did. Yeah. But funnily enough, I was talking with some colleagues today at Bella Magazine, and they all were a bit like, meh, not bothered.
Mary would never have done that.
Well, Mary doesn't have social media, so there wouldn't even be the opportunity.
Never would have done such a faux pas.
No, absolutely not.
I love Mary. Me and Mary became best friends at the Reality Awards.
Yes, I remember you saying before.
Shocked at how we all were dressed.
Of course. But she's a very conservative lady, isn't she?
She loved my outfit anyway.
Did she?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if Mary would look so good in any of your
I don't
outfits.
Know. Like, oh, I don't
84,
know.
I think, maybe. Oh. But you're not really a Bake Off fan, are you?
No, I'm actually getting into it.
Well, it's over now, so.
It is over.
Bit late to get into it now.
It's hard, but I don't get to watch much TV.
Of course, because you're out
but
every
obviously
night.
I watch Strictly. It's my number one.
Yeah, which is lucky, because have you seen who our last guest is?
Tell me.
It's Katie Bayliss from Betfair, and she has got an opinion.
Yeah,
This will be Betfair in general. She is pretty sure that Ruth is the next person to go out.
How dare she? I'm going to fight this woman. Katie, she cannot say that. She's going to say that live.
Why can't she say it?
Because I think Ruth, this is why Ruth is doing so well. Because She has never proclaimed to be a dancer. She didn't go to stage school.
Yes.
She's started from scratch. She has progressed, done so well. And this is why we've got to keep Ruth in. Because she's loved by the public, not just Loose Women and this morning, but everyone is behind her because she actually isn't a dancer.
Uh-huh, you get that, yeah.
And I love the fact. I mean, look, I love Aston, but he's obviously a trained dancer and he's done all his boy band routines. Ruth is a novice and is going for it. And that's what the show's about in my eyes.
What about Debbie? She's my favourite.
Debbie McGee.
The lovely Debbie McGee.
Well, she is wonderful because she's come out of the shadows. Everyone knew her as Paul Daniels' wife and she's now, you know, in the spotlight. I think it's fantastic.
What do you think about this furore about her and Giovanni? Do you think something's going on there?
No.
Little kiss?
No.
He does like the older woman slightly,
I've heard.
Oh, is this from personal experience?
I'm not saying... Are you saying I'm older than him?
He's 27.
Well, okay, I am.
He's younger than me.
Yeah. But look, he's a nice chap. I would love that. I want Debbie to find love again.
With Giovanni Pannice.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? Romance is Christmas.
It is.
Not Debbie and Giovanni.
No. But I love Debbie. In fact, you know, I could see Debbie winning this show.
I think she will.
Alexander Burke, amazing.
Yeah, but also a bit ruthless, I feel.
Yeah, but she's ambitious.
Have you seen about the story today that her and Gorka have been screaming at one another?
He's so sweet. He wouldn't shout at anyone.
But because he's in a bit of a thing with Gemma Atkinson, apparently.
I don't know. I'll find out when I go.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going in a couple of weeks.
Ah,
I was going to go.
You should
this
let
Saturday.
Me know the time because I may be going myself. So maybe we can pop down together.
I think I'm going the first week of December. 2nd, is it?
Yeah, fine. Me and my sister usually go every year, so maybe we can make a little trip.
Oh.
And we can meet Bruno.
Yeah.
Can we meet Bruno?
Of course you can. Have you got tickets?
No, through the press office. I don't go in the lottery, you know.
But have you got VIP seats?
No, I don't have VIP seats. But we usually get to sit right next to the stairs.
I tell you what I did do in LA. I went to Dancing with the Stars.
Mm.
OMG.
Impressive.
It is like a big Hollywood movie production.
Really?
The sets, the dancers, the men are all fit. You don't have any Antons in there that are over a certain age.
Yeah, because what's that fit one that was on the show here a few years ago? You've got Artem.
Gleb.
And Gleb Savchenko.
Gleb is there. I had Gleb as a
calendar. He's gone out already though, isn't he?
Oh, Gleb's
with his
so
contestant,
hot.
I saw.
But it's such a show. It's exciting. They're not, you know, it's strictly got to be, they're so strict. You're not allowed to bring your phones in.
Yep.
They were like, I was tweeting, BBC. I was twerking, I was doing, and then halfway through I went, I really need to go to the loo.
Oh.
And the guy went, go on, just go.
When
I came back, he did
me
a high five, went, great wee. I was like, what? High five me for a wee?
Yeah, you wouldn't get that at the BBC. You can't move from your seat. My sister was pregnant 1 year and couldn't move from her
seat. No, do not move. Put your drinks under the seat. Give me your phone and we're keeping it.
Yeah.
They confiscate your phones.
Yeah.
Can't move. You can't go for a wee.
Eamon Holmes has been complained about. Do you know what? We could go on and on.
Yeah.
And I would love to. Honestly, you know, I like it when we can have a gossip.
Yeah, but we've got to play a track. Can I play a track that I want?
Yeah, what do you want?
I Love Into You.
By Ariana Grande.
I love that track.
Well, that's lucky because we can play that. And then should we get our first guest, Talia Dean, in?
I love Talia.
Fab.
I'm so into you. And all I wanna do is to fall in deep. But close ain't close enough till we cross the line. So name again.
FUBAR Radio presents
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
Now it's time for my favourite part of the show. It's Danny Ward with the weather.
Mark, were you talking about me with the plastic bag thing?
Yeah, that was Danny. Yeah.
What?
Doesn't buy the plastic bag.
Is that you? Yeah. Why did you tell us? He's on the show. But you steal plastic bags. What about the environment?
Not stealing. You can charge 5p for a bag.
Yeah.
Or you can have self-service checkout. You can't have both. That's my feeling.
Every Tuesday,
Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
From 12 PM, FUBAR Radio.
Up at the stars, we are billions of beautiful hearts, and you sold us down the river too far. What about us? What about all the times you said you had the answer?
What about us? What about us?
The gossip has already
Hi.
Kicked off.
Hi! Oh my goodness, I'm so excited.
So we were supposed to have Talia in the studio first, but we've actually got the very gorgeous Katie.
Katie.
Hello.
From Love Island.
Yes.
And she's looking very gorgeous.
I'm not, I say,
I don't normally say, but you are prettier in the flesh.
Do you know what? Everyone that meets me says that, and I don't know. Do I look like a munter on Instagram?
No, you're very beautiful.
It's better than being a catfish. Thank you.
That is true.
No, that is true, babes. No, you're very, very pretty, but you look even more beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. You're so kind.
No, yes.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you two?
Good. We're really pleased to have you in the studio today.
Thanks for having me.
What's going on at the moment?
God, what is it going on? I hope people ask you that, because I'm like, I just talk
just clever. Loads of stuff.
Just like busy, you know. No, obviously I've got my bike AD range. I'm like busy with that all the time. I've got a fitness app being made at the moment.
Ooh. What, fitness app?
Yes. So it's really exciting stuff. And then I've got a range coming out with a brand, which I can't say yet, but in next week.
Okay.
So, yeah. Now, I'm really interested in this fitness app because I follow Gorka.
Gorka from Strictly.
Yeah.
And he does loads of good little exercises. And I just copy them in the gym.
Yeah.
And it's so easy. I just go onto it. And people say, don't have your phone in the gym. I'm like, following Gorka's app, actually.
Oh, no. Honestly, the app, like, we're doing the plans as well. There's loads of different plans. So we're even going to do, like, a ballet plan, like, a boxing plan. We've got, do you know girls get intimidated with weights? Yeah. Got a weight training plan.
All of that, do you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, have you always been interested in fitness and...
Yeah, since I was, like, 3 years old, I used to dance. And then... I did gymnastics.
3 years old, down the gym,
doing the weights. Whoa. 3 years old.
Sort my core out.
No, yeah, but I've always been into the gym, yeah. So, exciting stuff.
Oh, it's so fantastic. Yeah. I think that's a great idea. I mean, now, start from the beginning. What made you want to do Love Island? What made you go for the audition?
Do you know what? It was so random, actually. I was a makeup artist, used to work at MAC, and it was my day off.
So, like, on the counter?
Yeah, on the counter, right. And it was just my day off, and I just had a message on Facebook from one of the researchers. Like, I didn't know them. I was like, hi, Katie, something like, you look great. Do you want to fill out this application for Love Island? So I was like, oh, why not? And then literally the next day, like, it happened within 3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, and, like, most of the contestants knew for, like, months.
So you really had no preparation time
Nothing.
Then at all?
Nothing. I had no money either, so I had to get some keys. Yeah, I watched the series one because my friend was actually on it, so I knew of it. So it was all so quick.
Were you looking for love? Were you single? Did it all work out?
I was 21 when I went on it, so I weren't like looking for like
the one.
I was single, and I like having a boyfriend. Mm. Yeah, but it was very stressful, and like it was because I'm quite like, I was like, I'm not going to like anyone. It's going to be a laugh for me. But I obviously ended up with someone, so it was like quite
intense.
So intense.
Happened quite quickly, didn't it? That was kind of quite quick.
Oh my god, so quick! I was in there for the whole like 6 weeks. That whole 6 weeks was so intense, and then like. Moved into it was just everything was so intense.
Yeah, it can. It's like a whirlwind.
Yeah.
And you were in with someone we know.
Yes,
yeah. Zara Holland.
Oh, Zara, yeah, my little Polly Pocket, I call her. The little Polly Pocket.
She had so much. I mean, she was so upset when she got that crown taken away. I remember her walking out, going,
"I'm not going to lie. I thought someone died. I was like, who's died? Who's died?" But but you know what? I love Zara, but I wasn't surprised because you know what they're like. I don't know about pageants, but I know they're quite. Old school, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Just having, yeah, they weren't too happy with what they saw.
Yeah, no, you know, I think there's kind of a defence to that. That's fine.
You think so?
I think so.
But we obviously were in there, so we didn't know what they were showing.
Yeah. But you, oh yeah. So
when I watched it, yeah, so when we watched it back, and they put all the fireworks, and it was awful. Like watching it back, bless her. But
obviously, Love Island's now quickly since really your series has gone on to become a huge reality.
Oh,
juggernaut.
The ratings have gone out.
And Kem now is I think maybe the first person from Love Island to do another reality show.
Yeah. That's mainstream.
That's
TV.
Yeah, to be
like something like dancing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. 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 What do you think of that? And would you like?
I'm
to do
so
something?
Jealous. I mean, I felt like I was doing it because obviously that's my passion. Like dancing, I love it. And I was always saying that like, when people say would you do reality again, I was like I would only do Strictly or Dancing and Ice. So yeah, I'm well jealous of him, but.
Do you regret going in that one because the following series was such a big hit?
I did my manager. I was like, I went on the wrong year. No, I'm joking. No. I don't regret it at all.
You met a man.
No, exactly. No, God.
Love of your life.
Yeah, no, I don't regret it at all. I mean, our year went massive. Like, we broke records and stuff. But even this year's just got even bigger.
It's so, like Bake Off. You know what I mean? It just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Like, when does it stop? But no, I don't regret going my year at all. No way.
You lasted till the end. You did so well.
Yeah, the whole way. I don't know how.
You did so well. And what's it like in there? I mean, can you sleep with the other people? I always think it's really hard.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, not literally, but in that room, and you can hear them snoring or noises. And I think, do you actually get a good night's sleep?
Do you know what? I was literally like, before my friends and family, like, how are you going to do this? Because I'm so like set in my ways. Well, for a young girl, I'm very like too much of a neat freak. Like, me and Scott were the only people every day that made our bed. Like, we're very like, so I was like, how am I going to do it, live with all these people? But you kind of just
do it.
Mm-hmm. I was like, you just kind of got used to the fact that you might see like wet boxes on the floor and that. It was just like, oh no, yeah, it was bad. The bathroom was bad, but
was Sarah tidy?
No, I don't think she would be.
No, she was out of everyone. I'd say she was me and her the tidiest.
She's only in there for like a week and a half.
Yeah, yeah, but that was such a big thing over here. You know,
yeah, of course.
It. But obviously, when you're in there, you don't know what we're watching.
Yeah.
Not a clue.
Like, so Big Brother, like Big Brother was like 15 years ago, and everyone was like, it was crazy for everyone. Do you have any regrets about doing the show? I know things are a bit difficult for you at the minute, but like, do you feel any resentment towards the show? And
No, it's changed my life for the better. I mean, it's literally like, because obviously I think this year the guys knew how good we'd done last year, so they had an inkling. We honestly did not have a clue. When we came out from that final and like we had to get debriefed in that, like they were literally like, guys, your lives are going to change. We were like, what? We like came off the, it was just madness. And no, I mean, I've launched like a makeup brand and a fitness thing that I never thought I would do.
You've been in many magazines as well. You're on the front cover.
Well, this is the
front
thing.
Front cover of OK, like when we came out, it was crazy.
I remember having a discussion with the editor about that.
Should they be on the front or not?
Yeah, but they were like, no.
No, it was really interesting because it wasn't really like that. You know, it wasn't, I mean, people, it's been a real ride for you guys. Like, I think I don't know if I could deal with it myself, because the intensity that has on a relationship. And do you know what I mean?
No, the intensity is too, like, it's ridiculous. I don't think people ever understand, like, unless we've been on it.
Yeah.
I mean, people still want to know what's going on now, but, like, people need to realise I'm not on Love Island anymore. Like,
It's my own personal life.
And I get that you watched us grow, you watched us get together, but people do need to let, like, us breathe. Like, we are... Me and Scott are quite normal, actually.
Yeah.
We are very normal, and we like just to do normal things, and we don't have to Snapchat our lives all the time. So we're just trying to be normal.
Yeah.
But is it part, some people say, and they've said it to me, but if you do your magazines and the OK Mags and so forth, celebrity magazines, then you're leaving yourself open wide. You can't then say, actually, you know what, I don't want to talk about this, because people always ask about my private life, and I...
You're very good at
people to keep say that all private. The time. They're like, well, you went on a show, that's part of it. And it's like, okay, if you ask me questions, I will try and like whatever, but just come on, like everyone has to have a bit of privacy.
But do you feel when you go down that route and the reality TV route, you're kind of saying, well, you can't do both. You're dicing with the devil in a way.
I think that's silly. I mean, does everyone have to know like everyone's in and out just because you're on? You've been on a telly program. I actually didn't know what I signed up for, I'm not going to lie. So
you're on your break from magic.
Yeah, I was. I was like, I'm going on 2 week holiday. Never came back.
So, yeah, 2 week holiday.
But you're good at the moment. There's obviously been a bit in the press about what's going on with you and Scott. You're okay at the moment. How are you?
Well, when it came out, like, about me and Scott, like, being on a break or whatever, it was basically the press didn't know for ages, me and Scott are very private with things. Like, when people ask us questions, we didn't answer for ages, and people getting so frustrated, like all our followings, tell us, what's going on? It's like, we don't even know what's going on really at the moment. We're just, all we know that we're both very career orientated, and we both still get on, and we're just seeing what happens.
But you love one another, but it's just maybe now is just a difficult time.
Yeah, it just, I can't comment on it because I don't even know myself. So like people like screaming at me, I want to know what's going on. It's like, we will tell you when we know.
I've been there, girl.
Yeah,
but do you not think it is difficult when you're both in the public eye and you've been on such a big show like that, yeah, and you've done the magazines, celebrity magazines, it is even harder in a way.
Yeah, it is.
People follow you, they notice you if you're out on a date or if you're doing normal things like you love to do.
Oh my God, yeah, people are crazy. Like, I go out and people are like, where's Scott? And I'm like, I am my own person. We aren't joined at the hip.
That happens all the time in relationships though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, you get lumped together. So
yeah.
Well, you know, honestly, it's been a real treat speaking to you this evening.
You've done so well, and I can't wait. I think you should have another makeup party.
Yeah, you missed that one, didn't you?
I know.
Yeah, you missed the launch. I was in March, but
I think we should do another one.
We'll do another one just because you didn't come, but we'll do a yearly one.
Well, I think you should.
I'm into that.
I'm sure you're doing some new lip glosses or
oh yeah, we've got loads of stuff coming out. Yeah.
Do you do all the contouring packs? You've got lovely skin. I can see your contouring.
Not
nice.
Yet.
Just the foundations are nice.
Thank you.
She looks beautiful as she is. She doesn't need to contour.
No, you've got a gorgeous face.
Katie, thank you so much for coming in this evening.
And can I say, please come in again and I will sort your launch party out.
Oh, definitely. I'd love that. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, darling.
Bye.
Time flies by when the night is young. Daylight shines on an undisclosed location. Location. Bloodshot eyes looking for the sun. Paradise delivered and we call it a vacation. Vacation.
Again, the gossip has already started before.
I'm sorry, I'm excited.
Before the song has even finished.
I know, but you know, I love this lady.
No, Lizzie wants the dirt, doesn't she?
she really wants the goss. Tali, how are you?
I'm really good, actually.
So, for those that don't know, explain who you are, what your name, where you come from.
What's your name? Right, so I'm Talia Dean. I am a former X Factor contestant.
Boo!
Yeah, I've been booted off, haven't I?
How did that feel?
Well, it'd be the third time I've been booted off, so I'm pretty used to it now.
Third time. You did very well to get to the lives.
To be fair, I'm very proud of myself for making it that far. It's such an achievement.
How did you feel? Firstly, what made you join the show and want to do it, audition?
Well, I'm a mum, new mum, and I've just been sitting at home on maternity for over a year now, thinking of my dreams of being a singer. And I saw on an advert that they were doing open auditions, and to be honest, it was just an excuse to get out the house. I just literally rocked up to the open audition and just thought, this would be really good for me, because you know what it's like at home all the time with the baby. You just kind of end up in a bubble, in a zone, and I just wanted to get out the house. And I made the next round and the next round and the next round,
and then suddenly,
oh my gosh, it was just crazy.
It was crazy horses. And how was it at judges' houses? Was it very competitive? What were the other contestants like?
I think because we are in the overs, we tend to just get on.
Yeah.
We're rooting for each other. We champion each other. We really did get on so well. It was such a good trip. I wouldn't have liked to have been a girl in one of the girls' categories or in the groups, because they just seem so much more competitive.
Yeah, I bet. Mm-hmm.
And
the overs were more...
We're chilled out.
Yeah. And how did you find your judge?
Nicole? Oh, she was lovely. She really was. She did everything she could to kind of steer us in the right way.
What do you... I mean, this series of X Factor has been a tiny bit weird already. There's been no Simon. There's these new voting rules. Was there a sense of weirdness?
I have no idea what went on.
Is that how it feels
honestly,
for the contestants?
Honest to God, you just have to go with it. And every couple of hours, they'll say, right, and then we're doing this and we're doing that. And you're just in such a bubble, you just go with it.
What did you make of Simon not being there and him falling down the... Poor guy falling down the stairs.
I told him not to wear those shoes.
Those heels.
Stop wearing those clogs.
Do you know what? I personally have really missed his presence on the show. I really love Simon Cowell, and he was the main one. I know Nicole was my mentor, but he's the one that I really bonded with. And I just have the utmost respect for him. And I think it really showed that he wasn't there. It showed with his groups, with us, with the audience. I think just everyone missed him massively.
Mm. Yeah, do you know if he's coming back next week? Do you know anything about
I've
that?
I've got a feeling he is, but I can't say. I don't know, but I can imagine he would want to be there.
He wouldn't want anyone else sitting in his seat.
No.
But it is... I was saying to Stephen, I was in LA and the news came up on the news. It was like 4:30 in the morning. And it was so dramatic because obviously seeing him on a stretcher.
On the stretcher and in a head
shocking.
Brace. And yeah, we were really shocked.
Yeah,
and then
the
next thing it was, okay, the exec wants a meeting with everyone. And we're thinking, oh God, what's happened to Simon?
Was that how it felt though? Was it a bit of a shock when you were there?
It was really serious.
Yeah.
We were really worried. And then when they were calling meetings and things were getting moved and we're hearing whispers, oh, they're going to need a replacement judge. And we're the last to know because they have to sort it all out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we're just thinking, gosh, what's happened? Are they going to cancel the show? Or, you know, it was really scary.
Yeah.
And did you think it affected his groups that he wasn't there? Because the first show he wasn't there and he had the three judges.
Well, clearly not, because they're the ones that went through.
Yeah, that's true.
And the overs and the boys went home.
Yeah, that's true.
I think as a morale point of view, I think they did really miss him, because although Alicia was there, she wasn't there before to give them the pep talk.
She didn't
sort of
know
thing.
All
she,
of
she
the
didn't know
details.
Them
yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
And our mentors, you know, before I went on, I sat with Nicole for a bit and we had a chat, and you've got that bond, and the groups are lost a little bit. But I think they've done him proud.
Yeah. The show must go on.
The show must go on, darling.
So what's going to happen for you now? What are you hoping to...
I'm going to conquer the world.
That's easy.
Okay, Beyonce.
Excellent.
I'm going to platinum out. Oh, God knows. I don't really know. The main thing for me is I want to spend a bit of time with the baby. And I'm just...
How old is the baby now?
He's one.
Okay.
Aww. Yeah, recently, actually. Yeah, during the audition.
Would you like to say, right, you want to be signed, you want to get a contract, you want to do this?
Ultimately, that's the goal. to get signed. But I've got to remember I'm 32. You know, I'm not going to be...
You look great for 32, though.
Thanks.
I'm 32 in 2 weeks. I don't look as good as you do, babe. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I'm 21.
What, you look funny? Fabulous.
Tumbleweed. I love you, darling. I actually was quite upset because I when I heard, I was flying actually, and then I heard that you'd left. And I was really quite upset because I actually think you were a character and you seemed to get a lot of press.
Yeah.
About you. Because what happened then? Something happened.
Yeah. Oh, loads happened.
Yeah, loads happened.
Yeah, I leaked a video and got caught in Café de Paris having a drink and. Oh, God, they were right into me, weren't they? All the press wanted
Well, hopefully they still will be.
I think they will
be. You want a bit
of
attention still.
Oh, yeah, I love attention. Do you think after the show you might contact Simon and say, right, Simon...
Where the fuck were you on the show? Why have you ruined my career?
Well, I've just sworn. Are we allowed to swear?
We're allowed to swear.
But I don't know whether I would actually have said that. But
no, I'm not allowed.
Will you maybe possibly contact him and say, right, you know what, we got on very well.
Well, he said
you weren't there on my last show.
I quote, he said I was his favourite.
Oh.
Maybe if he was there, you wouldn't have been in the position you're in now.
Was he a bit like...
No, well, it
like,
was the audience, wasn't it?
That's
they,
true.
They booted me off. Which is really
fuck the audience.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Well, I think... Do you
There's
know
a
what
lot
it
of
is?
Words coming from your mouth, Stephen.
Sorry.
I have to respect
this
not, it
this
because...
This is an unrestricted show.
It is,
we can
it is. I know. It was a terrible song, so...
Who
you know,
chose that song?
I... initially chose it without really knowing.
What,
I
why,
wanted
did you,
a challenge.
Why did you feel like it was terrible?
Oh, because I'm not in the show anymore.
Can you tell us?
Oh, okay, so it's like an afterthought. I get
yeah.
it.
No, but
okay,
what was the track you sung?
One Direction, What Makes You Beautiful. But I changed it into a ballad and I made it really...
You.
Should we play it? We've actually got a little clip of it. Oh, do you want to hear
on,
it?
Come on, let's hear it. Because I was on a plane coming back from LA. I need to hear it.
Baby, you light up my world like nobody else. The way that you flip your head gets me overwhelmed. But when you smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell. You don't know you're beautiful. So come on, you got it wrong.
Oh no, I want more.
It was good, I thought.
Can I say this? I think it's better than 1D's.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything.
The new member of One Direction.
Thank you. Well, the only member.
Can I say, I think that was great. That's a nice performance. What are the nerves like before you go on? I mean, do you get very nervous or do you, you kind of...
I have to be honest, I did not cope well in that environment. I really didn't. And I think it shows... Up until the lives, I was a ball of energy and everything was amazing and I couldn't wait to sing in front of the judges. And then the live shows came and it was like I was a shadow of my former self. I couldn't, there was something missing for
me. Is it like the fear? Is it the fear factor?
The fear, oh my gosh, you have no idea how terrifying it is. Not only have you got the audience in front of you, which that doesn't bother me, I'm used to that, but it's, right now we're going live. And just like we are now. Yeah, and everyone's relying on you. And also, I'd just been voted back in, so I had to really make an impression now. And it really got the better of me.
Well, look, people are still talking about you. We think you're fabulous. Yay! I like your version of the song. Yeah.
You're everywhere.
Thank you so much for coming onto the show this
My
evening.
Pleasure.
We really appreciate
and
it.
I want to see more of you. Yeah. I think you're a little talent.
And if there's anyone that can help you with that, it's Cundy over there. So.
Yeah, we got to go out, girl.
Oh, baby. Woo.
Thank you so much for coming on this
Thank
evening.
You for
really
having
appreciate
me.
It.
Thank
Lovely
you.
To meet you properly, darling. I love her.
Love her.
I
Fab.
Do. I love her.
Fab.
Okay.
Did you enjoy that song?
Not really, no, if I'm honest. What was it?
It was from. It was a guy who was on Drag Race. You know, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Sorry,
all right, fine. Well, fine. We're going to talk about.
Darling.
We're going to be back to talking about Strictly as we were earlier. Am I correct?
My favourite show.
Because we have Katie Bayliss from Betfair right here, right now. Hello.
Thank you so much,
Katie,
for having me. Welcome.
We're delighted to have you here.
Great to be here.
Now, do the bets, what are they like with Strictly? Are people betting on the show?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. On our Betfair exchange market, we've got £250,000 bet on Strictly.
Whoa!
It's not just for fun. It's actually quite a big
serious.
Betting heap. Yeah.
Who is the favourite at the moment?
The favourite at the moment is Alexandra.
Yeah, and Gorka.
Aston is second favourite. It's
oh,
so
wow.
close
Where's
between
Debbie
them.
Where's Debbie McGee?
Debbie McGee, interestingly, is only the third favourite.
She'll still make the final if that's the case.
Exactly.
I love a bit of Debbie.
Her and Gemma Atkinson are both joint third favourites, 9-2.
I thought she'd have pipped the post with Gemma.
I honestly think that Debbie McGee at 9-2 is great odds to get on because I think she's got a great chance.
Really?
And she's, you know, she hasn't been our favourite yet throughout the whole season. It's always gone between Alexandra and Aston. It sort of changes week by week, depending on which one, you know, dances
and
the best.
And what's your money back? Because they are the favourites. Is it good, you know, if they do win?
Yeah, the odds at the moment, Alexandra is 9-4, so just a little bit over 2-1. Mm-hmm. Aston is 5-2. There's just nothing between them. Yeah. We can't split them. Okay. Basically can't split them at
you
the
can't
moment.
Split them at the minute.
Now, I got a little email today suggesting that Ruth Langsford is the next person to leave.
What?
Now, I don't think that Cundy is too happy about that. As a personal friend of Ruth Langsford's, she even retweeted you, didn't she, on Twitter, I thought.
Well, I've been supporting her very much. I love her husband, Eamon Holmes.
What is it about Ruth you think that means that she may be the next to go?
I would just like to point out at this stage that I don't set the odds. That's down to our traders. So
I won't
I just get them
you.
And put them out to the media.
But I as you are there as their representative,
that's
I
true.
Have to
you
take
have
my fury out on you. How could Ruth be at the bottom? Let me tell you, she's come in. She's not a dancer. She's... This is what the show's about, and I think she's flying. She's so popular.
Yeah, but that
she's
doesn't
got the
matter to the betters.
Women. This morning votes, my vote.
I love her as well. I'd just like to point
but
that out.
But you put her as to go out. Oh, God. I am livid out of my studio now.
Ruth is the 6-4 favourite to leave this weekend. But I think as well, you know, I think a lot of the time, and I'm not being mean to Ruth, but she has readily admitted as well that she is possibly not the greatest dancer
She's
in
not
the
a
show.
Dancer, yeah.
And I think even in those early stages, there wasn't much between, at the kind of bottom end, if you like, of the competition between the likes of Simon, etc., and Ruth. However, I think everyone loves her as well, so she seems to come
but
through
quite easily.
You know
what? I love the underdog, and I also think I love the fact that she couldn't dance. She wasn't a professional dancer. She didn't go to dance
but
school
what's inter-
in a musical boy
yes,
band.
Yes, of course.
Well, she would have been in a boy band. But.
What's interesting about Ruth is that she hasn't been in the bottom two, and also people like Molly and David have been in the bottom two, despite being better dancers than Ruth.
Yeah, I know, that's the thing. But that's the thing with Strictly, isn't it? It's not always who's the best dancer, because there's a lot of personality involved,
yeah.
and who people are voting for is not necessarily based on how well they can cha-cha-cha.
Exactly.
Or pass a doble.
Can I tell you, my bet is on Ruth, and I tell
to
you
win.
Something.
To
I
win?
Think she's going to be
grip.
In the top three.
No.
I
okay.
really do. Because, can I tell you something? We always have the dancers, the ones that are professionally trained, make it. You know, and we had Abby Clancy win that time, which was incredible, who said she wasn't a dancer before.
Very
but
true. Final
can
safe
I say,
respect to my fave.
I just think Ruth, because she's so popular and she, you know, she has struggled at times, but she's really done well.
Well, we can give you some fabulous odds on Ruth winning at 150-1 shares today.
Whoa.
So if you really believe
put
in
a
that,
pound on.
You better get on and back her today. I think
I'm gonna put a couple of pounds on.
Well, it would still be a great return, wouldn't it?
I feel like you may be putting. You may as well just put your money down the drain in that
I'm,
particular
I'm
instance.
Eamon Holmes, you've said that. I think that's worth a bet. Putting a couple of
go
quid
for
on
it.
Ruth.
So currently the favourites are Alex and Aston.
Alex
you said.
And Aston. It's always between those
yeah.
two. As I said, I think Debbie, who's the third favourite with Gemma, I love Gemma. I'm a huge Emmerdale fan, so I really
right.
like her, but I just don't think she's actually...
Think
she's very
and
solid,
Aliash.
But she
Aliash
doesn't
is
have...
my friend.
Okay.
See, Aliash is my friend.
I'm
Lizzie,
making a great
Lizzie,
impression.
Lizzie, you can't keep bringing in, oh, I'm friends with this person,
but
so
I'm
they should
with,
win.
I'm friends with Debbie McGee, too.
Exactly. So you can't help... If you're friends
she
with everyone,
local
someone's
got
to win. Someone's got to win. It
Yeah, but I love this show. I love seeing people that can't dance do well. And I think Ruth has just done so well.
I actually agree. I think Ruth as well has improved. And I think the judges have said that every week. She looks a lot better every week. And I would just like to say as well, she looks absolutely stunning at the moment,
she
doesn't
does,
she?
She does. Look incredible.
Absolutely
the wigs.
Amazing.
The wigs she's been wearing.
I'm
the
jealous wigs. Of the wigs, the dresses, the makeup.
Gorgeous.
She's dancing with Anton. I'm not so jealous with that. But no, I really do love her. But I love the fact, in a way, each week the axe is swinging. You're like, oh, is Ruth going to do it? And she does it.
She does.
And I think even she's a bit surprised that she's got this far.
She sort of laughs a little bit, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's like, whoa.
Wow, cool. Well, I'm putting my money on Ruth on the top three. Can I do that?
We can certainly work out some odds for you
for
top three. As I say at the moment, she's 150 to 1 to win. And in fact, she is the big outsider to
you
win.
Know, wow. You know that you, traditionally on Strictly, you can be a bad dancer and do well. You will not win. A good dancer always wins.
But I do think Debbie McGee is a fantastic dancer.
She is.
I love her leg extension, as Darcy likes to talk about.
My goodness.
That alone, I think, could possibly see her win the title.
I think I agree
and
with you, to be honest.
I do love Alexander and Gorka, particularly Gorka, because I've seen his little fitness videos.
Oh, okay. Little what? Okay, great. Katie Bayliss, thank you so much for coming
thank
in this evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
I have loved you.
How do we look? So we go to Betfair, we have a look at the odds there. Is that
absolutely, yeah. You can go to betfair.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Betfair Bayliss and message me and I'll give you lots of prices that you can
Right, Ruth, I want at least
I want better odds.
A tenner on Ruth.
Absolutely, we'll do that for you immediately.
Fabulous.
Thank you, darling.
Lizzie, it's
oh
been
God,
a pleasure once again.
It is
time to go. Look at the
you.
Time. Look at the time.
Oh, my God, I've got to get to a premiere. You're right. Love you all. Thank you for listening to FUBA Radio. Put your bets on Strictly. But I am betting. Tenner on the roof. Tenner on the roof.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. You'll be here next week?
I will be here next
week. I'll be here next week. So see everyone then.
I'll see you then, my darlings.
Goodbye.
Bye.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. If I could turn back time.